Triple team traffic over to KSL's traffic center and Ricky Meese.
We've got a big slowdown on southbound I-15. Your KSL travel time, just from downtown to the south interchange, 25 to 30 minutes. It's all due to your Friday afternoon delays and Mother Nature. The rain has slowed down the commute, and you're still going to be stuck in delays from the south interchange through Draper. Northbound I-15, heavy and slow. That's going to be from Bluffdale up to the south interchange. I-215 south belt, a lot of water on the road from the storm that came through, and delays anywhere, both directions from Taylorsville over to Knudsen's Corner. Dave Meekum?
Pretty hefty delays at getting over the point and into Utah County. The northern part of Utah County has been pretty hard hit with a lot of rain and hail this afternoon, and so those delays already in place coming out of the Bluffdale stretch and all the way over the point down through Lehigh. Really doesn't break up much for you until you get down past Lehigh Main Street. Then you've got the northbound delays. Those are going to hit you approaching American Fork Main Street, and those are in place all the way up to the point of the mountain as well. Mark?
We have a KSL trapper on the phone right now telling us that he's driving in North Ogden, and it is a mess. You've got construction dust blowing everywhere, plus the wet roads and the very heavy traffic in both directions of I-15. Basically, if you are heading north of downtown Salt Lake City, just add some extra time to your KSL travel times. Basically, between Centerville and Marriott-Slaterville far west, you've got very heavy traffic. UDOT construction alert, plan ahead for lane restrictions on I-215. The west belt is reduced to two lanes each night while crews reconstruct the freeway with new concrete. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.